Hey, welcome back. This episode is called How to Be a Human Design Reader. And human design is a system that uses astrology, the chakra system, the I Ching and Kabbalah system, and it mushes it all together using your date of birth. So you give someone your date of birth and the time you were born, and they, using all those systems, give you a chart of how you, it's like a roadmap to how you personally as an individual are supposed to live your life, not in a fated predestined way. It basically shows you how you work best, and how if you work this way, basically everything comes to you with a bit more joy and freedom and flow. And it is one of the most incredible self-knowledge tools you will ever use. This is so important. I think you should get your chart read, your human design chart read at school, and whatever sort of walk of life you're traveling down, whatever career you're into, you don't, this will just make your life better. And I think anything that makes you feel more like yourself is just a wonderful thing, and that's why I wanted to create this podcast, because human design is one of those tools that makes you feel utter freedom. And if you feel like you've kind of strayed from your true nature and you're feeling lost, honestly, you'll lose your mind when you do this. And there's free, I'll give you all the information in the show notes, but you can go onto a website called myhumandesign.com and you put in all your information, and you can start looking at your chart, and then yeah, you kind of go from there. But it's absolutely incredible. I absolutely love it. I use it every day. I have an app on my phone, and it just gives you permission to be yourself, and it makes you understand why maybe certain paths or certain ways you've been living, or like you've had so much resistance. You're like, why is this not working for me? It's because you're supposed to be doing it a different way. We are all conditioned to do life in a certain format, in a certain way, in a certain style, but we're actually not. This is why human design is absolutely one of the most life-changing things. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it isn't. If you're feeling completely lost and confused and a bit scared, this will be your anchor. And if you're not feeling any of those things and you're just curious, this will be a great anchor too. And so this episode, I'm talking to an amazing, amazing woman called Anne-Marie Murray, who just... yeah, I'll just shut up and you can listen to her speak, because she's an expert on human design, and we sort of just talk over how you can get trained, how much it costs, how long it takes, all that juicy stuff. So I really hope this helps you. I'll see you at the end. All things human design.
Amazing.
Anyone who is curious. And how would you describe what you do? Would you say you... sorry, I'll just let you answer that question. I get too excited when we talk about human design. I'm like, what?
That's okay. So for me personally, I love to understand both myself, and which allows me then to understand others. And I love human design as a way for us to understand ourselves and others on a much deeper level, which gives us more compassion and understanding. And so that's the approach that I would take to human design.
Totally. And how would you, if someone was new to human design, how would you describe it? What is it to people?
Yeah, which is the perfect question to ask because there's so many modalities out there that teach you so many different things.
Yeah.
So it's not a personality test or anything like that. It's designed to be like your energetic blueprint. So it shows you how your energy is designed to best show up in the world. Not your, like your personality, all these personality quizzes, things like that are very much based on like our conditioning a lot of the time, like whether you're achievers or perfectionists and all the rest of it. But human design comes at it before any of that happened to you. When you were brand new into this world, it was designed to teach you how your energy was best designed to show up and how it's best, how you best express yourself through your energy. So it sounds very, I suppose, like out there, but the practicalities of it are what I love to teach people in terms of like, this is something you can actually use on a day-to-day basis in order for you to help, to make sense of things and to help you with practical elements of your life. Like, for example, decision-making is something so many people struggle with. And we're taught from a very young age, what do you think about this? And, you know, like everything is mental and it's a pros and cons list and all the rest of it. And we can drive ourselves crazy with trying to make decisions versus in human design, it's so simple. It's so much easier when you just hold this is it. This is all you ever need to listen to. And I always tell people, if you can tell me the logical reason why you've made a decision, you've made that decision in your mind.
Totally agree with you. I think I'm a 1-3 generator.
Aww.
And with gut intuition, and when I discovered that, exactly what you said with the decision making, I was like, just listen to my, I know now after getting my chart read, mm-hmm. I when the lady told me that I have to make decisions just based off how my gut is reacting rather than my head, I was like, what, like how is it that simple? And she was like, yeah, and she was like, just try it, and oh my gosh, it's like changed my life, really.
Yes, because you get in a sacred response, you get that immediate yes or no. And it's something that I tell parents particularly is generational children will often make sounds and are, you know, like make the sounds like it's either a gut response sounds like or And they will often make those sounds as children, and we condition them out of it by saying, use your words. rather than listening to that immediate yes and no. So it's so interesting, and it's so simple. Like, is it a yes or is it a no? Not pros and cons, not logistics, all of that stuff. So that's a very practical thing to learn. Sometimes we have to actually relearn it because we've been listening to our minds for so long. But, you know, like it's a massive, massive modality, human design, and there's millions of rabbit holes to go down.
Yeah.
But I always put it back to, if you knew nothing else about your human design bar how to make a decision, you actually wouldn't need to know anything else because you would naturally be living out your design through that, basically.
Totally. Oh my God, you're so right. And you're right, because if someone's listening and they're like, okay, so I want to learn my human design, mm-hmm. and you just start off with, and you layer it. You don't go in trying to learn like the 7 kajillion things, beautiful, helpful things that human design can teach you. Mm-hmm. Just start with the basics. So if someone wanted to know what their energy type was, where would you kind of recommend like people go to? Or
so if you really check your chart, there's 2 websites that I recommend. One of them is mybodygraph.com and the other one is myhumandesign.com, and both those will allow you to check your chart. So all you need to know is your date of birth and ideally your time of birth.
Yeah.
So you can check with your parents if they remember. If not, if you don't know, you might be lucky in terms of like there are days in the year where nothing really changes too much in your chart. So I tend to people pick 12 o'clock in the day, 12 o'clock at night, 8 a.m. in the morning and 8 p.m. in the evening, and check and see if there's been much change. Like there are days where nothing changes and you'll be the same chart pretty much all day long. Now there are unfortunately some days of the year where there's a lot of variations in it. So sometimes you have to look at, that's where sometimes it can be helpful to get somebody to read a chart for you, because They can ask you questions to interpret. For example, my mother is one of those people whose chart is completely different at all times of the day, but I know through knowing her which one she is.
Yeah.
So there's some very simple questions we can ask to figure out which chart you are. So, but for the most part, you'll be able to get it by your time and date of birth. So, yeah, have a play around with it. But that's what I found I am challenging for people is when they open that up, when you enter that information, you then get what looks like this really complicated graph with all these hexagons and shapes and,
yes.
and words that sound very damning, like martyr and hermit and heretic. And you're looking at them going, what? That sounds awful. I don't want to be that.
Yes, non-emotional. You're like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a one in my profile as well. By the way, when we talk about profiles, those listening, a profile is basically the closest thing that we would call to personality. It's like the role you play in life. If you're a character on a stage, your profile line is how your energy expresses itself. Mm-hmm. So one is called the investigator. So it's why when I went onto Instagram one day and I saw something like, you know, generators attract their joy, and I just clicked into it. And yeah. I saw this thing like human design. And I went onto that page, saw that graph, and it was like a little light went off in my head. And I wanted to learn everything and immediately went and signed up to a course to learn all of those things, because that's the way my brain works. But for other people, I was like, oh my God, this is so complicated. And I know my ability to take in information is massive and understand it and filter it through. But I've come to learn through understanding my human design that most people are not like that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to break it down to be a little bit simpler. So my recommendation is, if you don't want to learn all the facets and all the rest of the things, to focus on what is my design type and what is my authority. So what is my decision-making center, basically, my decision-making strategy, and start off with the basics of that, basically.
Perfect. That's so helpful. Yeah, that's so practical and useful. And where were you when you first discovered human design? Like, where were you, and what made you go towards it?
So it was 2020, the magical year, so much things were shifting and changing. And I couldn't tell you, you know how these like things pop up on your Instagram feed and
totally, yeah.
You know, I mean, it meant nothing to me. I had never heard of human design before. I had never heard the word generator before. I had never heard any of these terms before. They were not in my sphere at all. And when I started talking to people about it, which inevitably I did because I was so excited about it, nobody had heard of it. And it was like this completely, what? thing, and still I think it's not particularly well known, but it's becoming a lot more mainstream. I think in the last year even a lot more people seem to be a bit more aware of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just one of those calls, I suppose, that's the way you want to when I look back, I could see that it was my sacred responding.
Yes,
there's something exciting here.
And were you what were you doing like work-wise when
excuse me. Sorry, I run a clinic. I'm a bioenergy therapist.
Amazing.
Yeah. So this is all like very much, I would like for a lot of time now when people are coming into me for bioenergy, I would often ask them to give me their date of birth when they're coming in so that I can have a look at their chart and see if I can help them in things like that, like decision making or, you know, for kids with sleep and things like that. Like, you know, there's lots of different little quick things that you can teach people that will help them in their everyday lives, basically.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So you've just layered that onto your business by adding in the human design element, because I know on your, I mean, we'll give everyone your information and all the show notes and everything, because I saw you have a journal.
Yes, that was, I created that last
incredible.
Year. So my sister is a manifestor, which are, they're 9% of the population, and they are the designed to be the ones to bring creations into life, to be the ones to go first. So when I added human design into my business, she wanted to give me a journal as a present and realized it didn't exist. So she was like, Anne-Marie, we're going to create that. So we did. So we created that last year, and I absolutely love it because, again, because human design is such a big modality and it can seem very overwhelming, I love to break it down to simplicity. So I created a journal and a downloadable PDF guide with literally just the basics, as in you're brand new to human design, you don't know anything, but you want to make sense of this chart in front of you. That's what that guide is designed to do.
Oh, perfect. I think there's so many people that are so interested and would benefit. I mean, everyone would benefit so much from knowing this, but they get overwhelmed or they think it's a bit too abstract, or I don't know. They just think I can't understand that. So for you to have made something so helpful to bridge that gap for people, I think is going to I think it's brilliant.
I am all about the practicalities for somebody who, you know, her job is quite out there. I love breaking it down to the practicalities, and this is a problem that needs solving essentially. So how do we go about that?
Totally. Yeah, that's literally why I made this podcast, because I was like, people need to know, like, how much does this cost? How long does it take to do this training? Because I think they might know one friend who might be into it, but like a lot of people don't grow up or know many people who do jobs like this.
No,
but they are curious. So I sort of thought, oh, let's make a kind of a resource for people to come to, and see what they're drawn to. And I wanted to ask, so if someone wants to become a human design reader, I learned a lot from Jenna Zoe, so I know she has on her website courses, but do you have any other recommendations you could
suggest? So the lady that I actually did my training with no longer teaches, unfortunately. It was, she had done it for many, many years and has now gone into more like writing and things like that. So I was one of the last people through her, my group were the last kind of people through her human design school.
Right.
But that my like friends of mine since have studied through, and I'll put the links in the show notes for this lady. Her name is Crystal Ferrero, and she has the Human Design Academy. So what I love about her is she's also one line in her profile, so you know you're going to get the detail.
Yes.
So she offers, she does like monthly payment plans. So you can pay either $500 a month for 3 months. You can do a 6 month plan. Mm-hmm. You can do there's a discount affiliate link there, like that. It's like $1,500. And Bart, and you get €200 off with this link. Or then she has like a full-on coaching package if you feel you want to work in a more in-depth way. If you want to go further than just doing the reading, if you feel you need a bit more guidance or a bit more support, she's packaged that as well. So it's quite comprehensive. And her next round, I think, is starting in October. So if somebody's listening and they're thinking, this might be something I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about, keep it in the back of your mind that the next round of this is in October. If you want to be budgeting towards that, or if you want to be working towards that date, that would be fantastic too. Now, obviously, that's if you want to become a reader. If you just want to learn about human design for yourself, there are so many resources. Like the books, I have to say, I find if you're brand new and if you don't have a one line, they can be a little bit overwhelming. But for example, the one that I kind of like base mine off, the one that's most studied would be the one by Linda Bonnell. She kind of did it in cooperation with the guy who was the founder of the human design system. But it's quite comprehensive. It's called The Definitive Book of Human Design, The Science of Differentiation. But it's quite meaty. If you like a lot of detail, if you want to really go into all the depth and all the rest of it and explore it all, that's a really good one. But if you want something a little bit lighter, it's not necessarily a place to start off.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right. It's starting to get you in tune with what you're drawn to, I guess, if you're more into the thick book of it, like the investigating brain is like, hey, I want to go for that. Or if you're like, that scares me, go for the
So, like, I think probably what draws a lot of people to Jen Zoe is she's a projector, so she has this amazing ability to be able to like oversee and, you know, like kind of hone in on the elements of people's charts that really resonate with them. So she on her Instagram would have a lot of like she speaks in very like simplistic mannerisms, like as in terms of generators, this is how your energy shows up best, you know, projectors, these are the environments that suit you and nourish you. Very simple in breaking it down. So again, there's so many Instagram accounts that have this, and you'll find some people will resonate with you more than others. Often they're people maybe with similar design types to you, or they're just explaining in ways that make sense to the elements of your chart that you want to understand.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That's why I love her. I have the Human Design app as well. Anyone can get this. It's in the app store, and every day I go on it and look at my chart and just kind of get used to looking at it and go through like the parts of it, so I'm not overwhelmed. And they've just added another sort of part of the app where they make it even more individualized, because I think what is, you said this as well, what's so beautiful about Human Design, it is more about the more you are, the sort of more joy and success and like ease your life will be, rather than doing this status quo formula that we all think we should be doing.
Yes. Absolutely.
I love it. When I discovered it, I was like, why is this not taught in schools?
And we'll get me started now on what could be taught in school.
I know, sorry.
I think human design is well.
Oh my gosh, I know, it's like, please, I know, I feel like anyway, it's just incredible. And I want to ask, do you have any friends who do human design with their business, like, because I've seen people, I've heard of people asking for human design readings for businesses that have nothing to do with spirituality and things like that.
For entrepreneurs, you mean?
What's that?
Are you asking for human design for entrepreneurs?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Yes. So actually, that's the lady that I'm going to give the recommendation from her Instagram account is essentially Elaine. So she does. She's a manifester as well. She's very much all about like activating you as a person, and she runs her courses are now designed for entrepreneurs, and there's an element of human design in it. She does human design readings, and her business courses now have a human design aspect. So for example, the one that I did with her last month had about like how do you buy and how do you shop and how do you sell as the different types, basically, and your decision making strategies based on that, basically. So it was really interesting. And I think for people, anybody who's listening and you're thinking, I'm an entrepreneur and I'd love to understand more about my chart as regards my business, she is fantastic for that element of things.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that. Sure. And how many energy types are there?
So there are five energy types, and then there's a couple of like what we call subsections in amongst that. So projectors are a design type, but then there's like little subsections underneath that. But that's more designed around your decision-making strategies, basically. But overall, there's five different energy types.
Five different energy. And could you just name them for
people? Yeah. So we have manifestors. They are 9% of the population. Then we have generators, which are divided up into manifesting generators and generators. They make up 35% each. So 35% manifesting generators, 35% generators. We're the biggest cohort of the types. Then we have projectors, which make up about 20%, and reflectors make up 1% of the population. So the rarer humans, and they are here to basically be the reflecting back to us the health within ourselves. Essentially, when I always say to people, when reflectors are in their health and in their environment, it's a reflection of the people around them and the environments around them and the society as a whole. I think that there's said it used to be 1% of reflectors, but apparently in recent years that number has been rising. I think as our consciousness around the earth rises, more reflectors come through. So yeah,
that's so interesting. I mean, I was going to ask you, how useful do you think it is for people listening to find out? Obviously, it's useful, I mean, completely life changing to find out their chart and like what works for them. But for the people closest in their lives, how useful do you think it is to know somebody's energy type? Because obviously, it's the same thing as like attachment styles and love languages. It's how you're communicating.
Yes, with... so that's what I love to teach people. I do like in romantic relationships is typically how I do most people's readings, and you know, how their partners communicate with them. And it would be what I would love to teach people, particularly when we talk about, you know, remember you mentioned at the start, like non-emotional and emotional.
Yeah. So
that dynamic within relationships, how it plays out, how it looks, how to support each other best, if you're different or if you're the same. It's the aspect of it I love, because that's ultimately what I love about human design, is the more I understand myself, the more I can then understand others. I mean, I would be so frustrated with certain people in my life if I didn't know about their design.
Yes. Yes, you're like, why are we not, like, we're just, it's frustrating, we're like bashing it into each other, but it's just because our communication styles are different, and you kind of misinterpret them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll give you the most basic example, and I guarantee you most people will resonate with this one.
Yeah.
So years ago, one of my ex-partners we had a regular argument because he used to ask me every single day, what do you want for dinner? So I'm a generator, and I don't have a response to that, because I need something to respond to. If he said, Anne-Marie, do you want chicken or beef for dinner? I would have an answer straight away, because I had something to choose between. A or B, yes or no, is how a generator responds. If you give an open-ended question, it's like, I don't have anything to go with that. So think of that even in terms of interviews. If you're asking open-ended questions to generators, or you're trying to make a decision through open-ended questions, it can be quite challenging, because there isn't anything there for them to respond to. So I always say to people, if you want to relearn your generator response in your body, get somebody close to you to ask you a series of yes and no questions, A or B, and get and feel how that feels in your body to each answer. Because oftentimes you'll find at start, when you learn this, you'll still be answering from your mind. So that's what I mean in terms of like helping each other to understand. Now when somebody gives me open-ended questions like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, can you give me some options?
Perfect. Yeah, because you're telling them, you're communicating that you need to do that. That's how you work best. Or like, can you phrase it a different way?
Yeah,
because we're like, we're doing our part by telling people how we like to be communicated to, and then they can show up and do it, and then everyone wins.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so, I just think it's I think it's so useful. And I forgot to ask you, actually, when people say someone wanted to do the training, how long does that take, or does it vary?
It varies, honestly, depending on, like, mine was self-paced, as they call it. So I went through it so quickly, because I'm like a sponge for information, but you can take it at whatever pace you want. So ideally, like, I suppose I went from knowing absolutely nothing to, you know, doing the full course. And I think it took me, I went deep dive into it over the course of about 6 months.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's about, like, you know, looking at charts, and, you know, like, I read as many charts as I possibly could in that time, A, because I was so excited and I had so many people around me that I was like, ooh, I want to find out about you, and ooh, I want to find out about So that's ultimately what it boils down to. So I suppose I can't really give a definitive answer. I would say for a regular person who wasn't quite as excited about it as I was, maybe, allow yourself, I suppose, a year in order for you to fully understand all the different elements, and to be able to not only understand your own chart, but how that might differ in somebody with a completely different design to you, the different gates, the different channels, all the different elements of it. That would probably be my guesstimation on it.
That's so helpful, because you're right. I think when you're stepping into something like this, it's all about confidence and like building it up, just doing like people around you's charts, or like, I know in one of my books it was like Frida Kahlo's chart, and like just going over and just getting familiar and practicing, I guess, as much as you can. I think it helps you, because if someone is like, okay, so I have a job in a office, but I want to become a human design reader, and they're like, feel quite panicky about the sort of leap from that to that. I think practicing slowly, like, yeah, taking your time and like slowly integrating everything you're learning will build your confidence to trust that you can have a business in that, and like that can, you know, you can make money from doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I say, because it is becoming more mainstream now, more people understand human design,
yeah,
but there's still not a massive amount of readers out there. So yes, it's definitely, and because it's such a big modality and there's so much to learn, it can be so easy to just get a reading and start off knowing the basics in terms of like how my energy shows up. And, you know, because like I'm a reader, I will read for hours and want to learn all different things, but I understand that that's not everybody either. So sometimes having somebody there to say, you can bounce off this. So for example, one of the ladies that I love to follow for human design, Alex, she's doing this thing where she calls it like have her in your back pocket for 30 days. So she does like Boxer thing. So every day you can ask her like a different element of your chart, and she like give you a voice note back teaching you about it.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. So Human Design Living, I think, is her page. Alex is her name. She's Australian. She's fabulous. And she, herself and her sister, because I came across her because she's she works with essential oils as well. And herself and her sister have collaborated with essential oils and all the different human design gates and things like that. So there's so many different parts to it. And it really depends on what elements of it speak to you. But simple things like that, like in terms of, it's like the human design app, but the human design app is quite broad versus this is her saying, you can ask me about an element of your chart, basically. So I think that's quite cool. That's a really cool idea.
Oh, that's so great. And if people want to get in touch with you and like book in with you, how can they do that?
So on my website, basically, I'll add the links in the notes for you here, or reach out to me on Instagram as well if you have any questions. But I do think it kind of, it's a lot of the time it's about finding the people that resonate with you and the information that you want to get. Like I speak about it in terms of helping you to understand the practicalities of it and the people in your life around you. So the likes of Elaine who teaches it in terms of business, and some people teach it through parenting. I know like Alex that AJ mentioned, she would talk about a lot in terms of her parenting style and how it differs with it. I think it definitely is about what resonates with you.
I completely agree with you. And I was just going to, what my last question was, who inspires you like in that kind of space? Who do you kind of look to be like, they're smashing it and like you learn a lot from them?
So the lady who I learned from, her name is Brittany Eastman. I think she changed her Instagram name now to Brittany Rose. But she inspired me because she was so passionate about human design for so long. And when it no longer resonated with her to keep on teaching it, even though that was such a massive part of her income, she decided to let it go because it no longer felt right for her and to go on to other things. And I thought that was so inspirational, because often we can pigeonhole ourselves into things, and human design gives you the freedom to be like, well, actually I don't have to do that just because.
Totally. Oh. Oh my god, yeah. It's like I call stuff like this like the freedom keys, and you're suddenly like, oh my god, like I don't have to do the way you feel like you're supposed to do things, or like you're just plodding along and you just keep getting resistance. And yeah, I just think you're right, everyone should just have, they just knew a bit about their human design, like, and then come, and I just think the world's your oyster, really.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're so welcome, Grace. It's a pleasure to be on, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much to Anne-Marie for coming on and talking and sharing all her wisdom and goodness. And to get in touch with her, just check out all the show notes, and I'll see you next week. Bye.